Last spring, Army recruiters faced a historic mid-year increase for the number of active duty enlistees they were expected to sign. And when they squeaked by on that goal in October, they were given another huge increase for the next 12 months.
We are missioned at this point to recruit 80,000 for the active component. And that is a big challenge for us.
Kelly Bland is a spokeswoman for the Army Recruiting Command. She says the Pentagon understands the challenge of recruiting so many soldiers. It's brought in 400 new recruiters and is spending hundreds of millions of dollars on advertising and enlistment bonuses. But recruiting is never easy, and right now it's especially hard. The labor market is the tightest it's been in years. The Trump administration has put more restrictions on recruiting immigrants, and two-thirds of Americans don't even qualify to enlist, in part because so many are obese. A growing divide between the military and civilian worlds hurts too.
About 50% of kids admit that they know little to nothing about the military. If kids don't know and they have not been exposed to the military, they're not considering service.
That divide has spurred the Pentagon to start a new nationwide public relations campaign to undermine stereotypes about the military. And the Army is trying new ways to find people, like 23-year-old Jack Hanley, a University of North Carolina senior who signed up after hearing from a recruiter online.
The first contact was an email sent out to my department. And I messaged him back, and within a few hours, he'd added me on Facebook and direct messaged me, giving me the information to come to the office.
In the high-effort, low-yield world of military recruiting, North Carolina is a good hunting ground. More than half of the Army is recruited from just seven states, including this one, California, and Texas. Most are home to major military bases, so people are more likely to be receptive to joining the service. But even in North Carolina, the job is hard for recruiters, like Staff Sergeant Miller McGowan.
40,000 students go to the University of North Carolina. How can I target 40,000 students?
His answer, and the Army's, that thing about working harder and smarter. Not long ago, he said, a staple of recruiting was making 100 phone calls a day, working from lists of high school and college students, and just walking up to people in shopping malls and coffee shops. Recruiters still do some of that, but now McGowan spends much of his time hunting online.
A lot of people in this area have a Facebook account, and it kind of opens up talking points.
He's looking for that crucial detail or two that gives him a way into a real exchange, something that will give him a chance to make a connection.
Their page tells me where they're from, if they're into any extracurriculars at the school. Maybe it'll tell me a little bit of what their plan is, if we have mutual friends. You know, maybe I've put somebody that they know in the Army.
Last year, the Army began tracking how many recruits are found via social media, and it set up a pilot program of virtual recruiting teams at dozens of local recruiting battalions. The teams use social media to search for candidates, then hand off the best prospects to local recruiters. But even with the new approaches, McGowan says his three-person recruiting center is feeling pressure.
You know, it used to be in the recruiting world that if you got one enlistment a month, job well done, you know, get a pat on the back, everything like that. But for us, it's essentially double. So it's very difficult. And we do kind of operate on the under the environment of you can go from hero to zero really quickly.
And that's in a good location for recruiting. This is Jay Price reporting.